Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
And welcome back. We're doing the Owner's Manual Radio podcast on Radio MD. This is the show that not only gives you the latest in medical news, but gives you all of the best information on how you can use it. That is, we're not just a show that tells you what the medical news is. We help you interpret it so you can do better for yourself. The number one study this week, farmers don't have enough mental health access. That's right. We'll be and talk about that. A popular school fundraiser is just junk food marketing to kids, the experts say. Every 10 milligram per deciliter, that's 10, if you see a number that's 10 higher and you're in the United States on your blood sugar rating, it means your baby's heart defect risk increases 8%. So keep your blood sugar low early in pregnancy, that first trimester when their hearts are forming. The U.S. panel rejects Philip Morris' claim that its IQOS, I assume that's the name of its electronic cigarettes, reduces disease risk. Why? Because they don't have the data that it does decrease disease risk. U.S. warns against unproven addiction, opioid addiction products. Study confirms late clot extraction. This is really important. You want to get to the hospital to save brain cells. Marijuana-based anti-seizure drug could hit the U.S. market in 2018 after strong study results. Air pollution is tied to preterm births in China. And the relationships between sugar and cancer is now clearer. And why cases of ADHD in young women are skyrocketing. Let's go and now look at those news stories. The first is on the, if you will, these junk food marketing by doing school fundraisers. So Campbell Soup, smartly, and I like Campbell Soup, so even though they have things with a lot of high salt in them, they're working to get it out and to keep the taste in, very important. But they also have a lot of other products that they had this program called Labels for Education. Well, they're stopping that. And Tyson's Project A, that's continuing on, and General Mills Box Tops for Education continuing on. Well, schools get the cash and supplies in exchange for clipped labels from participating food items. But these programs, most of which are widely popular at U.S. schools, have major downsides for students. They sell, according to critics, junk food to children too young to make good health decisions, and to their parents. So don't do it. Read the labels. If the label is healthy and it's from General Mills or Tyson's Project A, then clip the label. But if it's not a healthy product, don't buy it. No amount that you give to your school for pencils or papers, etc., is worth it. The schools get an average of $750 per year from General Mills. Very important for the school to provide stuff. But, if you will, those sell junk food, so try and make it specific to healthy food rather than junk food. Next story that is a big one for you and another action step like we gave in the last one. Only buy healthy food, read the labels, and only clip the coupons if it's from healthy food is a interesting story I'm going to let the headline say it all. Farmers don't have enough access to mental health. Turns out this study was done in Minnesota, and in the rural areas of Minnesota and across the country, they looked at all of the suicide rates, and suicide is 3 to 5 times higher across the country in rural areas than in cities and towns and large communities. And when you say mental health, They don't have access to it, they think. Ah, there's a change, and that's the action step. You, no matter where you are, have access to mental health advice and counseling and to physician expertise. As soon as you go on American Well or telehealth, Cleveland Clinic has a site that does it, where you go and you can log on virtually anytime, day or night, to a mental health professional through telemedicine or American Well Medicine. Those are televised versions, and you will video conference with a pro. The VA now has a lot of that paid for. More and more insurance companies are paying for it, but you can do it at any time, and your life is too important not to do it. Every 10 milligram higher blood sugar in early pregnancy raises a baby's heart defect risk 8%. This is a study from Stanford University, where they looked at blood sugars early in pregnancy, long before they're usually taken, and heart defects. So if your value is 100, you have a 16% higher chance of your baby having a heart defect than if the number was 80. Avoid sugar at all times during pregnancy, especially early on when the brain and when the heart is forming, and especially later on when the brain is forming. Next story for action items is one that we've done before, but I think it bears repeating. It came, the abstract came out before. This is the actual study. We're eating a salad, which is a half cup of cooked spinach, a half cup of cooked kale, or a cup of raw lettuce. If you eat 1.3 servings a day, you have a brain that is on average 10 years younger after 5 years than the people who did indeed, who had the least salad every day. So salad a day, it is kale, collard greens, cooked spinach, or raw lettuce, important for your brain.
More with Dr. Michael Roizen coming up. But first, I want to tell you about Health IQ, an insurance company that helps health-conscious people like runners, cyclists, weightlifters, and vegetarians get lower rates on their life insurance. Yes, I'm not kidding. This is really cool. Health IQ can save you up to 33% because physically active people have a 56% lower risk of heart disease, 20% lower risk of cancer, and a 58% lower risk of diabetes compared to people who are inactive. And these savings are exclusive to Health IQ. Now, you have to qualify by taking a Health IQ quiz or other lifestyle quizzes like the cycling IQ or running IQ quiz. And you can also get additional savings by submitting actual data such as race results from a 5K that you've run. And Health IQ doesn't just take this info and pass it on to an insurer. They are with you every step of the way, from interest to application through underwriting to the final policy enforcement. It's pretty cool. Now, by being healthy, you not only live a better life, but now you can also pay less for your life insurance. To see if you qualify, get your free quote today at healthiq.com/ownersmanual or mention the promo code ownersmanual when you talk to a Health IQ agent. Once again, check it out at healthiq.com/ownersmanual. Now back to Dr. Michael Roizen.
U.S. panel rejects Philip Morris' claim that IQOS reduces disease risk. The panel voted 8-0 against, showing that the company had conclusively shown that it reduces the harm for those who completely switch to cigarettes. Part of the problem is IQOS is a gateway to tobacco use rather than a gateway from it. Most of us feel this is just big tobacco trying to trick us, I'm afraid. U.S. warns against unproven addiction products. 11 companies selling products to help people Addicted opioids have no proof of support, claiming that their pills and treatments aid in overcoming opiate addiction, two government agencies said. Avoid these. How do you find out about them? Go to the FTC website or the CDC website and look under opiate addiction treatments for those that do have support. The ones that didn't, Opiate Freedom Center, Calm Support, Taper Aid, Medicus Holistic Alternatives, NutriCore, Soothe the Withdrawal, Healthy Healing, and Choice Detox Center, and Gunna. All had Gunna Addict, all had got warning letters under these things are problematic for you. The next story is on exercise. Yeah, exercise and avoiding red meat decreases colon cancer. So does colonoscopy decrease your risk of finding a serious, of having a colon cancer kill you. So make sure you get your colonoscopy when it's due. Study confirms, and this is a really important study from Stanford, I believe, that late clot extraction, it was done at 16 different centers. It wasn't only done at Stanford, but Stanford headed it up, that you got to get to the hospital if you have a stroke, and you got to get to the hospital if you have a heart attack, because they restore blood flow, which allows your pluripotent stem cells to come in and make sure you don't have a defect. So this study found that delayed clot removal improved functional independence. That is, even if done 24 hours after the symptoms, get to the hospital. The 90-day mortality rate was 14% in the clot extraction, 26% in those who didn't have clot extraction. If you look at who had normal functioning at 6 months later, it was 45% who underwent the procedure were functionally independent versus 17% who received conventional medical therapy. Get thee to a hospital and get big clots extracted. Small clots, get the anti-clotting medicine they're going to give you at a hospital if it's appropriate for you. But the main thing is get to a stroke center, a hospital, a big hospital with a stroke center as soon as possible. Yeah, marijuana-based anti-seizure drug could hit the U.S. market. Studies show that one of these drugs that's used for anti-seizures, it's not a THC, it's not the psychoactive component of marijuana, it's the medical aspect of marijuana, and it looks like that is very effective against intractable pediatric seizures, that is seizures that aren't amenable to other therapies. Who knows, this may end up being a first-line therapy someday, but not currently. And it's about to get approved by the FDA, studied it the right way. Air pollution tied to preterm births in China. That is, mothers who are exposed to air pollution, the higher the air pollution, the earlier the birth. That's a bad thing. It again brings up the point, if no matter what your age, you want to live as far from a freeway and as far from a highway in which diesel trucks are on or diesel fuel is diesel trucks idle as possible, and not open your windows in a tunnel or another way where you don't get relief of air pollution. Relationship between sugar and cancer now clearer. That's right. The Warburg effect, cells with a rapid breakdown of sugar fuel tumor growth, and the tumors grow wildly. So message, just like we've been saying, for avoid sugar early in pregnancy, to avoid heart defects, avoid sugar at all times, because they also feed tumors, and the data are pretty clear. Last story is one that I'm going to go into next week as well. Is milk protein a safe protein for you? And the answer is maybe not. The China study by T. Colin Campbell looked at the development of cancer in the Chinese and found it was associated with the start of the use of milk. And then he isolated that it was casein. Milk with high casein was associated with growth of cancers, and the fact that other proteins didn't seem to do it, especially plant proteins. But when they look at it, it is very strongly associated with milk casein, which is 87% of the proteins in milk are from casein. So in both cell culture and in animals and epidemiologic studies of the Chinese from the China study, it is avoid casein in milk. Milk may not be safe because it stimulates IGF-1, just like just like a lot of animal protein does. And that's the news of the week. The key message: avoid milk protein. And as we go back through the stories, only get your kids in those, if you will, popular school fundraisers that are cooking box tops, etc. Only do it with healthy products. And remember, telemedicine is available for everyone who feels they need a mental health consult or need a physician to work them through, especially if you have suicide. And probably the most important study today in this is that if you have a stroke, get to the hospital, because even late clot extraction saves brain cells. Get to a major center that's a stroke center. Randall, thanks for great engineering. Thank you, our listeners, for downloading us. We'll be back next week. Remember, our guest coming up is going to talk about probiotics, a real pro on probiotics, and what it means and what your bacteria in your gut signal to you. We'll be right back next week with another new guest and another new top medical news stories of the week. Stay tuned. Every Tuesday we release a new one. Thanks very much for downloading us and listening. Tell your friends about us, rate us, and of all, enjoy and take the knowledge we give you and put it to use. Thanks very much, Mike.